Part two of our book segment starts with a question. Would you feel more secure from terrorist attacks if, when you walk through security at an airport, a machine could see you naked? That's the question, both literal and metaphorical, that Jeffrey Rosen poses in his new book, The Naked Crowd, Reclaiming Security and Freedom in an Anxious Age. NPR's Mike Schuster has a review.
Jeffrey Rosen calls the device the naked machine, capable of giving everyone who walks through it an electronic strip search. It was tested at the Orlando airport and produces a naked image of you in three dimensions. With a small adjustment in programming, however, the naked machine could provide an image that is less invasive, projecting what it discovered onto the image of a sexless mannequin. So which would Americans prefer? Rosen conducted an informal poll of his own on this and found to his surprise that some preferred to be stripped bare. In The Naked Crowd, Rosen, a law professor at George Washington University, catalogs the many technologies that are already or could soon be deployed in the hunt for terrorists that have the capacity to strip our lives bare. As Rosen documents, they include biometrics, fingerprint and facial recognition technologies, closed-circuit TV, a favorite in Britain, where there are now, by one estimate, more than 4 million cameras capturing over 300 pictures of the average British subject every day. There's more. The proliferation of data mining, the trolling of vast and disparate databases, hasn't stopped just because Congress didn't like the sound of the Pentagon's effort, first named Total Information Awareness. If companies like Amazon.com can use its databases to track, profile, and sell new products to its vast customer base, well, a Justice Department official tells Rosen, why not use the same techniques to fight terrorists? Rosen calls this society we all live in now the Omnipticon, where the many are watching the many, and no one knows who is watching whom at any one time. The most troubling figure Rosen turns up in the Omnipticon is not a government official, but a billionaire technologist with no qualms about the loss of privacy or liberty. He is Larry Ellison, the founder and CEO of Oracle. Ellison wants to create a single integrated database of all databases, and he wants his software to run it and his company to manage it, to keep track of basically everything, he tells Rosen. And if the system designed to catch terrorists also catches bank robbers and deadbeat dads, what's wrong with that? Rosen finds a lot wrong with that, but more importantly, he is disheartened at how much privacy Americans are willing to give up, not for a truly riskless society, but for the feeling that things are safe. Rosen is not entirely pessimistic, though. He believes that the same checks and balances approach can be brought to this problem that limits the power of any one branch of government. Technologies, the courts, and especially Congress could all impose limits on these systems, which could still be effective in hunting terrorists, he argues, and protect privacy at the same time. But only if Americans want that. At the moment, Rosen concludes to his dismay, not enough Americans do.
That review by NPR's Mike Schuster. The book is The Naked Crowd by Jeffrey Rosen.